also the Fellowship Better Together Sunday.
这个主日是我们好细者刚的当心当行的第三个主日，要跟大家讲，咱们要怎会让咱过较好的团结的生活。
And since the topic today is about fellowship or about relationships that we share with one another in the church, I've entitled the sermon today as The Recipe for Healthy Christian Community. Now, please direct your attention with me to our scripture reading for the sermon today. I'll first read it in English, and please follow along with Elise and read it in Chinese or Taiwanese. I'll first read it in English. Romans 12, verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
好，咱这回咱要来念罗马经书十二章，啊，请哈这甲我做回来念，咱一节一节来，咱为第九节开始，第九节，听就无过，无怨叹，亲近好，第十节，听兄弟，着三心爱，敬重人，着三尊，论温困，唔通平断，论心志，就热热。 论主就服侍，伫毋忙着欢喜，伫患难着吞忍，伫祈祷着常常，圣徒所忝悔就公平伊，厝内人着得以好款待因，训着恁个着甲因祝福，着祝福无得救助，甲欢喜个人三甲欢喜。 家己头的人三甲天头，三款态着共一样的心，心志无得好高，就切手卑微的，无得掠家己做有知识，无得用歹报歹，伫正人的面前着多无即个好事，若会伫通甲正人说。
就进来甲因无，所听兄弟啊，无得家己心愿，着饮气较好，因为有记载讲，主讲心愿在伫我，我要报应伊。若是你会对着枵，着予伊食；喙焦，着予伊啉，因为惊安尼是将热热的火炭。
The word of the Lord. Let us begin with the word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for gathering us together to worship you today. And we ask that as we come before your teaching, you will open our hearts so that we can be even more loving brother and sister to one another. And We know it is only through our love for each other that the world will see you. So teach us, O Lord, as we receive your words today. Amen. Now, if you remember, the letter of Romans is a letter written by Paul to a church that is primarily consisted of Gentiles. And you have read or studied Romans in the past, you will remember that it is primarily about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you remember, the way Paul wrote that letter is like a lawyer. He carefully presented the case about Jesus Christ. He talked about the depravity of humanity to the love of God. He talked about the grace through the cross and then to the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Now, when it comes to the 12th chapter, in the one that we just read, you will notice that Paul begins to plead with his readers. And then in the beginning of chapter 12, he says, you know, we are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices to God, refusing to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And this is a familiar passage, you know, that people will remember or memorize. Then Paul, starting from verse 9, the one that we started to read, he will show us what a transformed life or renew might look like. And such life is described in the context of community. So before, you know, from chapter 1 to the beginning of chapter 12, Paul was talking a lot about theology.
So the Roman 1章一直到十二章的头前，遐保罗先生拢是伫讲这个神学方面的代志。
But starting from latter part of chapter 12, he began to talk about relationships. And that's why, from this context, I want to present you guys the recipe of a healthy Christian community. Now, if you have read, you know, as we read the passage that we just had, you will notice that Paul was kind of like a chef. He was offering the readers a series of ingredients that makes a Christian community healthy. You know, a lot of times when we cook, we put different things. But if we put the wrong ingredients, it wouldn't taste good. But here is Paul. He's saying, if you want this to taste good, if you want the Christian fellowship to taste good, if you want the church to taste good to other people, then this is what you do. Alright. So, begin with verse 9. The verse says, love must be sincere. For Paul, love is the most important ingredient in a Christian community. And without love, everything that we do is in vain. Remember our first lesson in 40 Days of Community? Rick Warren says, if I don't live a life of love, remember that? He says, if I don't live a life of love, nothing I say will matter. Nothing I know will matter. Nothing I believe will matter. Nothing I give will matter. Or nothing I accomplish will matter.
我过生活内底也无听的时阵呢，我所讲、我所捌、我所相信、我奉献、我所完成的代志，拢无算啥物。
So Paul says, love is the most important ingredient in a Christian community.
所以保罗先生甲咱讲哦，听听就是一个上界重要的材料。
But it's not any kind of love. He says it's a kind of love that is without hypocrisy or pretense. And when our love for each other in the church is truly sincere and without pretense, we will become a powerful witness for Jesus to the world. For Jesus says in John 17 verse 21 that all of them may be one so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Now let's think about like who does Paul say that we are to witness to with this kind of love? To whom are we to show this love to? Let's look at the verses. First, verse 10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love and honor one another above yourselves. And then in verse 13, it says, share with God's people who are in need. In other words, this love includes all those that we know. Especially in the church. That's the first group of people that Paul says we are to love. Secondly, the second half of verse 13 says, practice hospitality. The Greek word for hospitality means lover of strangers. In other words, the second group of people that we are to love are those that we don't know. So that's the second group. Now, verse 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And then the second half of verse 16 says, do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people with of low position. In other words, Paul says another group that we're to love are those that we know who are in need. So the first group is those we know, the second group is those we don't know, and then the third group is those who are in need. Now there's one more group. Look at verse 14, where it says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. And then verse 19, it says, do not take revenge. And then later it says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. In other words, Paul says, you are to love those that we need to forgive. So four groups of people that Paul says we're to love. Those we know, those we don't know, those who are in need, and those we need to forgive.
So
So like a chef, when we love each other, you know, with sincere hearts, when we chop up a little bit of brotherly love, when we add a little bit of hospitality, when we humble ourselves, then the community will release this fragrance that is really, really just smells good.
所以那像一个中破西，啊，要煮一盘芳芳的菜，啊，内底还有啥？还有对兄弟的疼，还有对人饶舌的疼，关心的疼。
And people from the outside world, they'll be drawn to this. They'll go like, something is very different about this place, and I'm attracted to it.
人教会以外人，伊就感觉讲有闻到这个香味，啊，就吸引进来。
But in the same way, if we add the wrong ingredients, such as, you know, a little curse, a little pride, a little conceit,
啊，咱若放唔到这个调味伫内底吼，放一寡怨恨，放一寡骄傲伫内底咧。
If we, you know, turn up the heat without revenge, without unforgiveness, then we are going to ruin the recipe that God has for us. And the dish that we cook will become a stench that drives people away. So that's the first point. Love must be sincere. Second, in verse 9, Paul wants us to hate evil, especially the evil that destroys relationships. Paul says we are to hate evil, which means we are to turn away from what will potentially destroy relationships. You see, as long as we're on this side of heaven, and as long as we are in a community with sinners, which is saved by grace, no matter where we go, we will always have certain traits that's not desirable in God's eyes. In other words, we will always have these, you know, tater people. And let me introduce who are the tater people to you guys. And it's a little bit wordplay in English, okay? Tater people. Alright, so first tater people is called, some people, they never seem to be, you know, they never seem to motivate to participate, but they just kind of stand on the side to watch, and they're called the spectators.
啊，这种人哈，刚好做旁观者，就是他妈徛咧看，徛咧一直看安尼尔。
And they are in the church.
啊，那么这种的人哈，伫一般教会内底。
And then also, some people never do anything to help, but they're gifted at finding faults with the way people do things, and they're called the commentators.
搁有一挂人叫做评论者，就是伊嘛是徛咧伫看，啊，只是伊真够捡物件起来评论。
And we will find them in the church as well. Third, some people are very bossy and they like to tell other people what to do, but they don't want to do it, you know, by themselves. And they're called dictators.
就是就愛叫人做這做會啊家裡底下徛咧。
And again, they're here.
這款的人嘛在一般的教會裡底。
Fourth, some people are always looking to cause problems by asking other people to agree with them. You know, it is either too hot or too cold or too sour or too sweet. They just try to cause trouble, and they're called the agitators.
有一个人叫做煽动者，就是唯恐天下不平。
Fifth, there are those who say they will help, but somehow they just never get around doing it, and they're called hesitators.
一种人叫做犹豫者，就是拢讲伊要做，啊，毋过就是安尼，就是拢无做。
And of course, there are some people who can, you know, put up front and then they can pretend that, you know, there's somebody else, you know, than they really are, and they're called imitators.
各种人和这模仿者，拢讲伊，等那装作讲伊要做，安尼啊，实在是拢无。
And in any church, and let me tell you guys, in any church, there will always be these kind of people around.
不管是什么教会哈，咱总是当找到这样的人。
And perhaps we see some of those tater people that's in us, in ourselves. But there's another tater person, and let me introduce that tater person to you guys. And again, they're in every single church that I know of. And there are those who love others, and there are those who do what they say they will. And they will always be prepared to stop whatever they're doing, and they'll lend a helping hand. And they bring a real sunshine into people's lives. They're not afraid to, you know, admit their mistakes, but they're full of grace and they're full of love and compassion. And we call those people sweet taters.
They're sweet.
And sweet taters are precisely what Paul wants everybody, wants you and me to become. He wants us to become the kind of people who will love sincerely, who will turn away from evil, and who will cling to what is good. Now, Paul then tells us how to become sweet taters. There are four application points. And in English, there are four H's, you know, the letter H, and I'll use those four H's to introduce one of the different ways we can become sweet taters. First is honoring each other above yourself. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, we're told to consider others better than ourselves. And we're told to look not only for our own interest, but also for the interest of others. In the same way, we are to honor each other above ourselves, and if you don't know anyone in the church in which you can honor, why not start with someone who's really close to you? For those who are parents, can you raise your hand? One way to honor those who are close to you would be your kids. The Bible says, honor your children by not provoking them to anger. Now, for those who are kids or who are children of somebody, can you raise your hands? Well, another way to do that is to honor your parents and show respect that they deserve. Husband and wives, where are you?
Right.
Again, honor and cherish one another because, you know, God no longer sees you as two people, but one. If you do not know who to honor, start with those people first. All in all, treat each other the way you want to be treated. So honor each other above yourself. So that's the first H. Okay. Second, practice hospitality to strangers. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to look around in this room right now. Just look around. Are there any strangers that you do not know in this place? Are there people that you see them, you know, Sundays, on, you know, after Sunday, week in and week out, but if you were to see them on the street, you wouldn't know their names? When Paul says practice hospitality to strangers, he means us as well. He's saying you are to move beyond your small group and talk to those that you don't normally talk to. And he says, like, you are to stay for lunch after the service. Just don't run away, but stay for lunch. And Paul is saying, if you don't have a fellowship, get into one. You see, that is what the 40 days of community is all about. Fellowship does not happen in isolation. It happens in a community. If you want to learn how to love, especially within the church, then you need to interact with people. And yes, there are sometimes maybe, you know, misunderstandings or things that we say to each other that might hurt their feelings, but hey, that's what God put us, you know, in that kind of community. We're learning together how to love. So that's the second point. Practice hospitality to strangers, and it started with, you know, with us right here. The third H, humility. Be willing to associate with those who are in low position. Now, the best example of associating with those who are in low position is from our Lord Jesus Christ. And throughout his life, we see examples, you know, two examples of how he spent time with those who are with low class or low status. And he did this because he did not value people based on their social standing or their wealth or their fame or their power. And we are challenged to do the same, especially in the church. Now, again, look around you. Who are the lowly among us? Now, that is pretty hard to answer, isn't it? Because we are, you know, pretty wealthy, you know, in one sense, in this Asian Taiwanese community. For pretty much almost all of us are pretty well off materially or financially. But the question is, maybe, just maybe, those who are lowly among us are those who are not easily noticed in fellowship or in churches. It could be those who work behind the scene. It could be those who are shy. Or it could be those who are ill and who don't come to church because they're, you know, because of inconvenience. So who are the lowly among us? That's for each of us to figure out. But the principle remains the same. Let us be humble. Let us be willing to associate with those who are in low positions. So that's the third H. Here's the fourth H. That is, live in harmony by forgiving each other. Now, have you ever have been wronged or taken advantage of in your life that, you know, that it's been weeks or it's been months or it's been years and you just cannot let go? You just cannot forgive this person. Paul says in verse 19 and 20, he says, do not take revenge, and leave room for God's wrath.
19节，伊讲哦，无得家己伸冤，吼，因为主公伸冤在伫我，我要报应伊。
And then in verse 21, he says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with what? With good.
21节说，不得让歹打赢，就让好打赢歹。
And this is very difficult for us to do.
所以有当时真歹做。
But still, we need to do that.
让古代来来做会来来学习。
And Paul says, not only are you to forgive, you are to do more than that. You are to do good to those who harm you.
保罗先生说,
you are to get the best of evil done to us by doing good to them.
啊, 你就是没有坏的派,
and by doing so, we will receive peace from God.
安的时候,
I don't know about you, when I cannot forgive a person, there's a lot of anxiety that's in me.
我不知道各位兄弟怎样，等我无得饶恰起的人的时阵，其实我心内是足无平安。
But somehow, if that relationship is reconciled, if I'm able to let go, somehow there's this sense of calmness and peace that comes in.
我若有法度饶恰伊，甲伊讲好的时阵，我心内才有真实的平安。
Paul says, "Let God be the final judge of everything."
保罗先生讲，互上帝做这个最后的审判。
So four H's. Can you guys do like a summary with me? So what's the first H? Honoring each other above yourself. Second H, practice hospitality to strangers. And the third H, humility, willing to associate with those who are in low positions. And the fourth H is live in harmony. Not just live in harmony, but live in harmony by forgiving each other. By forgiving each other. Now, in the Christian community, we do not owe each other anything but love. In chapter 13 of Romans, verse 8, which you do not have in your bulletin, and let me read it to you. It says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. We owe each other nothing but love. Why? Because Jesus has gave his love for us.
So
nobody is more superior or inferior in a Christian community. The reason why we're here is really just one thing. Because God first loved us. It is God's grace that we're here. And without grace from God, the Christian life or the church will simply become one jealousy after another. And you guys know that. If you were to go into the world, it's all about comparison.
咱打出去这个教会以外，其实有足侪大家拢是谈下，只是世界大家底下比来比去。
Whether you have a better car, you have a bigger house, you have smarter kids, you know, you have more successful business, you know, it's always comparing with one another.
比来比去，较大间的厝，较好的车，较巧的囡仔，较好的工课。
But that's not the case in the church.
在咱团体内都唔是安尼。
Why? Because grace levels us.
因为主的稳定，让咱拢是同在同一个所在的开始的。
You see, grace is a great equalizer. It levels us.
主的稳定，让咱拢徛在同一个起点。And
God's grace cost him his son's life.
上帝这个稳定呢，
But at the same time, he paid the same price for the most dirtiest orphan in somewhere in the remote country of the world as he did for the wealthiest man, you know, on this planet. Grace levels us. And do you realize that this truth will change the way you look at people?
各位兄弟，在咱安尼想的时阵，伊就影响咱安怎看世间的每一个人。
Do you know that this truth will change the way we interact and we relate with one another, especially in the church?
咱若用这个角度，伊就予咱，你甲人做伙的时阵，用无同款的一个心智甲态度。
The church will become a church of Jesus Christ when we all realize that we are simply sinners. Saved by grace.
等咱拢知影了解这点的时阵，咱拢是罪人，是上帝稳定，互咱做伙的时阵，咱就会无共款。
Again, the reason why you and I were here, the reason why we can freely worship God, we can freely fellowship and pray for one another, we can serve God, the only reason why we're here doing all these things is because God first loved us.
咱会当做伙伫遮，咱吟诗，咱敬拜，咱做每，咱服侍。
So let us continue to love with sincere hearts. Let us continue to be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
And
let us honor one another above yourselves. And when we do that, we will become the sweetest fragrance that this world will ever smell. Now, as we close, I want to ask you guys some very personal questions. I want you to think about the relationship you have in your life. Now ask yourself, who do you need to be more unselfish with? Are there anybody in your life that you have been, you know, judgmental or critical of? Have you been unwilling to admit that, you know, to a person that, hey, I'm wrong. Please forgive me.
对什么人，咱较无法度甲伊讲我唔对，请你原谅我。
And in order to live harmony, you know, in harmony with one another, like we cannot do that by ourselves.
咱知影讲啊，咱若要大家拢安尼真和睦相处，这唔是咱家己做得好。
We need to first get in the right relationship with our Lord Jesus.
咱需要讲甲主有一个正确的关系，好的关系。
How is your relationship with the Lord?
唔知影讲各位兄弟，咱甲主是甚么种的关系？
Are you spending time with them?
咱敢有甲伊做伙，啊，用一寡时间甲主做伙？
Are you reading and hearing His words on a regular basis?
咱敢有伫读伊的话，伊的话看圣经？
Are there things in your life that you haven't been able to let go? But you know God wants you to let go. Let Him be the boss of your life. And then you will learn how to love other people. Let us close in prayer. Dear Jesus, you have seen every relationship I've ever had. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And you know how selfishness and pride and insecurity and resentment will mess up those relationships.
主啊，你知影，阮的骄傲，阮的自私，啊，就会让阮甲别人无法度有好的沟通。
And I admit that I need your help. So Jesus, I need your help to help out with my relationship in my life.
主啊，我承认，我需要你帮助我，我需要你在我的生活来，生活中啊来引导我。
So now I ask you to come into my life and to live your life through me.
我主啊，求你进入我的生活，用你的疼来充满我。
I want a new fresh start with your offer.
我意爱要有一个新的开始。
Lord, we're just so unworthy.
主啊，我们都是这么白，卡米不配。
But at the same time, your grace covers us.
啊，古主啊，是你的恩典，你的恩典才看我们的罪。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名来祈。
Amen.
Amen.